Brady. Not only did he fear a repeat of A. Ainden's book boiling, but he sensed a sacredness to the structure. It was not a place to be invaded by visitors with misunderstanding fingers that would disorganize books and shatter the calm. They kept the pool a secret as well, giving Marisha and Saolin a simplified explanation. Raoden's own longings warned him how dangerous the pool was. There was a part of him that wanted to seek out its deadly embrace, the refreshment of destruction. If the people knew there was an easy, painless way to escape the suffering, many would take it without deliberation. The city would be depopulated in a matter of months. Letting them do so was an option, of course. What right had he to keep the others from their peace? Still, Raoden felt that it was too soon to give up on Elantris. In the weeks before Serini began giving out food, he had seen that Elantris could forget its pains and its hungers. The Elantrians could move beyond their urges. There was an escape for them besides destruction. But not for him. The pain swelled with each passing day. It drew strength from the door, bringing him a little closer to submission with its every assault. Fortunately, he had the books to distract him. He studied them in hypnotic fascination, finally discovering the simple explanations he had sought for so long. He read how the complex Aeon equations worked together. Drawing a line longer in proportion to the rest of an Aeon could have drastic effects. Two Aeon equations could start the same, but like two rocks rolled down a mountain on slightly different paths, they could end up doing completely different things, all by changing the length of a few lines. He began to grasp the theory of Aeon Dor. The door was as Galadon had described it, a powerful reservoir just beyond the normal senses. Its only desire was to escape. The books explained that the door existed in a place that was full of pressure, and so the energy pushed its way through any viable exit, moving from an area of high concentration to one of low. However, because of the door's nature, it could enter the physical world only through gates of the proper size and shape. Elantrians could create rifts with their drawings, providing a means for the door to escape, and those drawings would determine what form the energy took when it appeared. However, if even one line was of the wrong proportion, the door would be unable to enter, like a square trying to force its way through a round hole. Some theorists describe the process using unfamiliar words like frequency and pulse length. Raoden was only beginning to understand how much scientific genius was held in the library's musty pages. Still, for all his studies, he was disappointingly unable to find out what had made Aeon Dor stop working. He could only guess that the door had changed somehow. Perhaps now, instead of a square, the door was a triangle. And no matter how many square-shaped Aeons Raoden drew, the energy couldn't get through. What could have led to the door's sudden shift was beyond him.
How did that get in here?
The doula pointed to the Saeon Ayin, who floated along the top of a bookshelf, his light casting shadows on the books.
I don't know.
I have to admit, Sul, your Saeon is creepy.
All of the mad Saeons are that way.
Yes, but the others generally stay away from people.
Galadon eyed Ayin, shivering. The Saeon, as usual, didn't pay any apparent attention to Galadon, though Ayin did seem to like staying near Raoden.
Well, anyway, Saolin's asking for you.
Raoden nodded, closing his book and rising from the small desk, one of the many at the back of the library. He joined Galadon at the doorway. The doula shot one last uncomfortable look at Ayin before closing the door, locking the Saeon in darkness.
I don't know, Saolin.
My lord, we have little choice. My men have too many injuries. It would be pointless to stand against Shaeor today. The wild men would barely pause to laugh as they pushed us out of the way.
Raoden nodded. The soldier was right.